real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Today, we have an interesting passage in front of us. This is Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And this is what Jesus said. Truly, I say to you, in the new world, meaning when Christ comes back and establishes his kingdom, a new heaven, a new earth, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, he's talking about himself, the Son of God, the Son of Man, he's going to be seated on a throne. You who have followed me, meaning the disciples, the apostles, will also sit on 12 thrones. Okay. Is this going to include the apostle Paul? We're not sure. Will it include Matthias, who was a Johnny come lately, who took Judas's place? We'll find out, okay? We won't know for sure until then, okay? Sitting on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, some people say, well, this means actually the Jewish nation, right? Other people believe, hey, this is all believers. You know, according to the book of Romans, chapter 11, both Jews and Gentiles alike who are seated before the throne of God and are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Some people believe this is all people. Okay, we're not sure what this means, but what we know for sure is that Jesus is going to be seated on a throne. The apostles will be assisting him in determining, not that he needs assistance, will be assisting him in determining who is saved and who is not. Now, who is saved? Both Jews and Gentiles alike who trust in Jesus. They're the ones who will be living in the presence of God forever in the new heaven and new earth. So the judgment upon them who trust in Jesus will be not guilty. The judgment upon those who have not, by faith, appropriated the works and merits of Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection, and the impending forgiveness of sins and promise of eternal life that is attached to Christ's work. Those who don't believe that, those who don't acknowledge Jesus as Savior in this life, not in the life to come, it's too late then, but in this life, those people will be eternally separated from God. So the judgment will be determined that day. A lot of people are afraid of judgment day. I'm talking about believers. Listen to me now when I say this. You don't need to be afraid of judgment day. The judgment upon your life actually was determined the moment you came to faith in Christ. And the moment you came to faith in Christ, the judgment, the declaration upon your life is not guilty. Sins forgiven, not guilty of the charges before us. And what are the charges before us? Our sin. And our sin was washed away through the finished work of Christ. So on judgment day, the judgment will be not guilty because we've appropriated by faith the merits of Christ Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection, and the forgiveness and eternal life that is attached to that. So this is a day, my friends, you can look forward to, but so many people are afraid of judgment day. We as believers don't need to be. So how do we prepare for that day? We walk in repentance with an attitude of repentance, and we walk with an attitude of faith, always clinging to Christ by faith in what he did for us. This is how we prepare, repentance and faith in Jesus. Now, is Jesus going to come back in our lifetime? The way things are on planet Earth, I pray so. I hope so. I can't wait for Christ to come back and to make things new and to make things the way they were originally established when he made Adam and Eve, when the world was first created by God. I mean, that day is going to be awesome and wonderful and something to look forward to, not to be frightened in perilous doom. Oh my goodness, what's going to happen? Am I going to be saved? Oh, I'm going to be saved by my good works. No, we're not saved by our works. And we've talked about that a lot on DT. We're saved solely by faith in Christ alone. And this is how we prepare. So we can agree with the hymnist who said, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, thy beauty, your perfection, your holiness, your splendor, your willingness to obey the commandments of God. Thy beauty are my glorious dress. Midst flaming worlds when Christ comes back. Midst flaming worlds and these arrayed with joy shall I lift up my head. Bold shall I stand on that great day. Sins atoned, no debt to pay. This then shall be my only plea. Christ Jesus lived and died for me. When Christ is seated on the throne and the apostles with him, this will be our plea. This will be our guarantee of eternal life. This will be our guarantee of living in the new heaven and new earth with our Savior Jesus, reigning with him. This will be it. Christ Jesus lived and died for me. My friend, be comforted today by that blessed assurance, that marvelous hope that Jesus Christ is coming back to take us home. And when we see him, what a day. What a day to look forward to. What a day to embrace. What a day to say, that's going to be my favorite day of the year. A lot of times people say, my favorite day of the year is Christmas or Easter or my birthday. When Christ comes back, we'll say forever, that was my favorite day of the year. Have a great day in Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If you feel led, would you consider giving to this ministry? Your tax-deductible donation helps us continue sharing the gospel with as many people as possible. Simply click the link in the description below. So come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.